Continue it according to the excerpts.
Excerpt 16 from Baal HaSulam. We must know that he who wants to start the work of the Creator in order to truly adhere to him and enter the king's palace, they do not let everyone admitted. Rather, one is tested if he has no other desires but only the desire for dvikut. He is admitted. How is one tested if he has only one desire? One is given obstructions. This means that he has sent alien thoughts and alien messengers to obstruct him, so he will leave this path and follow the path of the populace. And if one overcomes all the difficulties and breaks all the bars that block him, and little things cannot turn him off, then the Creator sends him great klipot and chariots to deflect one from admittance into adhesion with him alone and with nothing else. This is considered that the Creator is rejecting him with a mighty hand. If the Creator does not show his mighty hand, it will be hard to turn him off, since he has a strong desire to cleave only to the Creator and not to nothing else. But when the Creator wants to repel one whose desire is not so strong, he turns him off with a slight thing. By giving him a great desire for corporeality, he already leaves the holy work entirely, and there is no need to repel him with a mighty hand. Yet, when one overcomes the hardships and the obstructions, one is not easily repelled, but with a mighty hand. And if one overcomes even the mighty hand and does not want to move from the place of Kedusha, sanctity, whatsoever, and wants to cleave specifically unto him in truth, and sees that he is being repelled, then one says that fury is poured out on him. Otherwise, he would be allowed inside. But because fury is poured out on him by the Creator, he is not admitted into the king's palace to cleave unto him in truth. It follows that before one wants to move from one's place and breaks it and wants to enter, it cannot be said that one feels that fury is poured out on him. Rather, after all the rejections that he has rejected, when he does not move from his place, meaning when the mighty hand and the fury poured out have already been revealed upon him, then will I be king over you. This is so because only through bursting and great efforts does the kingdom of heaven become revealed to him, and he is allowed into the king's palace.
Let's read another one, at least.
17 from Talmud Bavli. Rabbi Gamliel said, once I walked on a ship and saw a ship that was broken, and I was sorry for the sage who was on it. It was Rabbi Akiva. And when we came to shore, Rabbi Akiva came and sat, expounding on the halakha. I said to him, son, who brought you up? He told me, I happened to find a board from the ship, and with every wave that came over me, I moved my head with it. From this the sages said, that if the wicked come on a person, one should shake the head to him.
Excerpt number 18, Adat Tzadikim, page 11. Rabbi Tzvi Sofer told Baal Shem Tov, why are you keeping silent? Is it time to be silent? And now do something. And Baal Shem Tov answered him, right now I do not know anything. All my strength is gone from me. Perhaps you remember something of what I have taught you. Remind me. Rabbi Tzvi said, I also do not know anything except the simple alphabet, which I remember. Then Baal Shem Tov shouted, why are you keeping silent? Read the alphabet to me. And Rabbi Tzvi Sofer began to read to him, Aleph, Bet, Gimel, Daled, and Baal Shem Tov repeated after him out loud with great enthusiasm, as was his custom in holiness, until all his strength returned to him as before.
Okay,
excerpt number 19, Likutei Moharan, Batra edition, item 48. One must be very, very stubborn and very strong and brave to hold himself and stand his ground even though he gets knocked down each time. And one must not allow himself to completely fall, God forbid, because all these falls and descents and confusions and the like is necessary to go through them before entering the gates of Kedusha. And all the truly righteous also went through this. And know that one must go through every narrow bridge, and most important is the rule not to be afraid at all. Again, one must be very, very stubborn and very strong and brave to hold himself and stand his ground even though he gets knocked down each time. And one must not allow himself to completely fall, God forbid, because all these falls and descents and confusions and the like is necessary to go through them before entering the